Good evening, everyone. I'm not quite Colton, but I'll try my best. It's a great honor to be presenting to you all my first sermon, so thank you. How can we begin to understand the talents? To be honest, for me, it wasn't easy. For some context of this parable, it is a continuation of the parable beforehand, the 10 virgins, and how the kingdom of heaven will be like these two parables. We see that in their time, talents stood for money, or in other translation, goods, but showing the value of what was given to them, to us. But for us, we might think literal talents. And because of that, there are many different ways to interpret this parable. Many different ways to interpret this parable. Good stewardship, using what you have been given, making good use of all that you have. But one of the most valuable things he has given to us is the gospel, the good and wonderful news that is able to save our souls. Going into Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, "For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and handed over his possessions to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately, the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. And the one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed 5 talents over to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Also, the one who had received 2 talents came up and said, 'Master, you handed 2 talents over to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Going on to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20, Jesus, after his death and resurrection, coming to the disciples, giving them the great commission to make disciples of all nations, entrusting each of them and even us the gospel. And as sons and daughters of our Father in heaven, let us make sure we are being obedient, staying faithful, not hiding the gospel, digging a hole, hiding our faith, but letting our light shine before men, pointing them to Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 14, you and I, we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Because what is there to be fearful of, knowing that the God of the universe is within you and I, is within us? Because there are people out there in this town, throughout the world, who need Jesus, who might be starving spiritually for him and don't even know it. So let us be good and faithful servants, sons and daughters, and try our best to multiply, making disciples, spreading the good news and the truth about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the most important and valuable mission we have been given, to be instruments and guide others to God. Because God does not call the qualified, but qualifies the called. David, for example, being the youngest of his brothers, perceived to be the weakest, yet chosen as king of the Jews. We cannot allow excuses to stop us from fulfilling God's will. Verse 24, and the one who had received the 1 talent came up and said, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed." This third slave thought the master to be a hard man, making excuses. He didn't know Jesus, thinking a compassionate, loving, merciful father to be a hard man. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek the Lord more deeply, his life-changing love. Because on that day of our Master's return, many will be saying, did we not do all these good deeds in your name? Only to hear, depart from me, I don't know you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. It's these people who have a false idea of how to be saved. Also those who don't know or simply don't care. It's whom we must warn while we still have time. For we do not know the day nor the hour, whether we die or Christ returns. And this world is becoming more separated, good from evil. It's ever more present as the days go by. I mean, look at the news of what's going on. A lot of bad things. And it's our duty as Christians to give the word, to give the gospel to those who might be willing to receive and to willing to hear. It's our duty to help. Or for others being the opposite. Jesus warning us about such people, Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, do not give what is holy to dogs. There will be people who will reject us for the message of the gospel, who will persecute us. But let this not stop us. Others, it might be like leading a horse to water, but we can't force them to drink, to change, to listen. But as long as the seed is planted, doing what we can, praying that they may have a change of heart, seeing the light, opening their eyes, the Lord will do the rest. Because there's a harvest out there waiting to be collected. We must step out of our comfort zones. Verse 25, and I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered him and said to him, you wicked and lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gathered where I scattered no seed. Therefore, you ought to have put my money in the bank. And on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest. Whether it's hiding money or not using it properly to further the kingdom, not using gifts, talents, or just not doing that thing that might help spread the gospel, or simply being afraid not answering questions about the gospel, our faith in it, it's lazy. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to be prepared to give answers with gentleness, respect, other translations, meekness. Because being lazy, being fearful, isn't what we are called to do. Because when the Lord puts in our hearts to do something good, though it might be embarrassing, stepping out your comfort zone, like me right now, a year ago, I would have never thought myself to be doing what I plan on doing now, to have the passion that I have now. But when we move forward, he is guiding us step by step. We just have to take the first step in the potential unknown, and he will do the rest. Because we don't have to know everything, what might happen, the variables. We just need to know the one who does. We should want to warn those who are on a path that leads to eternal hell. Verses 28. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away, and throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, if you've ever seen hell testimonies before, people speaking about what they might have saw, whether it's real or fake, vision or dream, it really puts into perspective what will happen to those who are not in Christ, who don't put their faith in Christ. Because when we are to push forward in faith, trusting Jesus, all things may be possible, along with being faithful, obeying, getting back up when we fall, not staying down in condemnation, guilt, but falling forward towards Jesus. In doing so, we will be set in abundance. For what we have here on this earth, worldly things, how like nature, These things are just worldly, temporary. Imagine the kingdom of heaven, perfect in every way. Perfect peace, absolute joy, making all the trials, the suffering, the pain worth it. But we see the third slave getting thrown into the outer darkness, hell, eternal separation from God. Let this not be our main reason to obey, to be afraid of punishment, but out of love, seeing the sacrifice Christ Jesus took on our behalf so that we might not take it upon ourselves, and to know he did it out of love, thinking about you and me while on that cross. Let this be our reason to obey, loving others because he loves us. If you're not a Christian this evening or have drifted astray, repent, draw near, put your belief, your trust, your faith in Jesus this evening. I promise you, things will change for the better. How might I do this well? We must hear and believe the word. Repent, change from our sins, change from who we used to be, and confess our sins before the Lord. Confessing Christ before men and following to be immersed what Jesus commanded us to do, and most importantly, to remain faithful. If you need any assistance, have any questions, come as we stand and as we sing.